Hi everyone, this is a second helping of Hannibal, and I am Matt. You're about to listen to the second part of our recap of Season 3, Episode 12, The Number of the Beast is 666. We're going to pick it up right where Chilton gets kidnapped by Francis. So if you haven't heard the first part of the discussion yet, you can find it in our previous episode. Okay, here we go.
Okay. So, we now again have a little Chilton humor before the axe falls.
Yes, and this was such a funny, dark scene. We've got Chilton popping out of the elevator, talking into a phone like the most hackneyed type of pompous authority. Just a parody of a celebrity. There's these big, giant, hulking bodyguards with their hands under their jackets, hands on their guns, walking around him. He feels so secure. He's being ushered to a limo. He just feels like he's at the top of the world. Gets in that limo. Blood spatter, and he just gets yanked sideways out of the limo. And that was... to me, that reminded me of like a vaudeville gag, like Frederick's getting the hook.
Yep.
And that's the last funny thing that's going to happen.
There's a couple of specifically funny things. Of course, he's talking anti-Hannibal talk here, right? Mm-hmm. And essentially, without knowing it, anti-Dollarine talk. He first of all says the name of the book refuting Hannibal's refutation is going to be Blood and Chocolate, which he's mentioned before when they were having Sanguinaccio Dolce. He says that Hannibal's current demographic are the people who like to read about alien abductions, and he is about to be abducted by an alien. Mm. And he also says, we know who his fans are. And that's the moment Francis's arm. It's hard to know what to call him now. He's really the dragon now. He's got a little bit of Francis, but it's mostly the dragon right now. And by the end, it's all the dragon.
I think if we're going to refer to him as Francis, it's wishful thinking. Even in my own notes, I'm going back and forth between calling him Francis and the dragon. We are still hoping... even though obviously we know how things go, that all of this stuff doesn't have to happen. It makes it worse to rewatch this show in a way, knowing what's going to happen and seeing all the near misses. You don't have the surprise of what happens, but it feels more tragic just knowing that there were chances for this all to go better.
So, do you want to describe what's happening here?
Yes, this is a variant of canon in which the original Freddie Lowndes character, who's a male reporter, wakes up to find that he's been tied to a chair by the dragon. Glued to a chair by the dragon. In Manhunter, this is a terrifying scene because it's the first scene where we see Dollarhide with that crazy stocking over half his head, and he's wearing that robe, and it's a really, really scary scene. But the Freddie Lowndes character in Manhunter is an odious asshole who you kind of know he's cannon fodder when you meet him. This is a variant of that. Chilton has been an odious asshole, but over the years now, we've gotten to know that he's also sort of pathetic and has suffered a lot of physical pain and emotional pain for this group of people that he's become associated with. So he wakes up glued to the chair. The dragon wakes him up with smelling salts. So obviously he's been knocked unconscious. So he's disoriented. And he wakes up with smelling salts, disoriented, and he's naked in the chair. And he's Google-eyed. Like, he does not know what's going on here. He is not just disoriented, but he's probably compromised because he's had a concussion. And the first thing that Francis says to him is, "Would you like a blanket?" And then doesn't wait for an answer and says, "I'll get you a blanket." There's something so incredibly scary about that being the first thing that Francis says. It's treating him like a child. It's showing how Francis is insane because he's glued this captive to a chair and he still wants to give him a blanket to make him feel more comfortable because he wants Chilton to feel comfortable in a way to receive the information that he's about to receive. He also wraps the robe around him like he's coronating him. And this is the second time, by the way, in this episode, something I wanted to bring up with you earlier in the scene where Will and Chilton pose for that photo. Jack goes behind Freddie.
Oh, yes.
And looks like he's going to position her almost. Like it almost looks like he's going to grab her.
He positions the camera.
But his hands are behind her. And that's really reminiscent of what we see here is the dragon's hands are behind Chilton. There's this sense of manipulation of this situation by other people, and Chilton is just really the one being most manipulated.
Can I just also say about the blanket one more thing?
Yeah.
Again, of course, putting a blanket around someone's shoulders always reminds me of Psycho and in
Norman Bates.
Norman
at
Bates
end,
getting the blanket. But back in season one, after Will vomits up the ear, Hannibal comes and puts a blanket around Will. Mm-hmm. And it's when he's doing the most horrific thing he could possibly do to Will. The most horrific, more than stabbing him, really. He's making Will think he's an insane murderer. Mm-hmm. And yet he's doing this thing that's caretaking. And we sort of see an echo of this here. Like,
yeah.
He is about, the dragon is about to do something so horrific to Chilton. And yet he's doing this gesture that's almost like maternal and caretaking. And when he puts his hands on his shoulders, it's like really this moment of he could snap his neck right now or just pat him.
The incongruousness of the gesture makes it that much more terrifying. If Chilton didn't think he was in trouble, this is a bad way to wake up.
There's another thing which also is that this is the continuation of Will having touched Chilton's shoulder.
Good point. Yeah. He is there because of Will. And of course, Chilton says, "My back hurts. Did I get burned? I hope to God I have not been burned." And Francis just says the word burned, burned, burned over and over again.
Burned? Burned.
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 Ugh, it's terrible.